Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Gloria Copeland, and I have my friend Billy with me today, Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and she's got some exciting things to tell us.
Oh, really, yes.
About our future,
yes,
right?
Yes, about our future.
Glory
the
to God.
The future is as glorious and as bright as
Hallelujah.
God can make it.
Amen.
Now,
that's
we're
good.
Going to be talking because right now I believe we have, you said faith is the victory that overcomes. It's victory that overcomes. And it's strength.
Yeah.
Even the Islamic armies and the Islamic nations, what do they admire? Strength. Mm-hmm. They don't admire a government that tries to appease everything. They admire a government that is strong. So as believers, what God needs right now, He needs strong believers and believers who are not afraid.
You know what the basis of that is when you think about it? Based on fear.
Fear.
If you're strong, your enemy fears you.
You're exactly right. If you're strong, the enemy fears you. If you're weak, you fear the enemy.
They think that we can take over here. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? It's written in one of, David Barron wrote in his book, that fear was such a sin for Israel. Because in whatever they feared, that whatever it was, in that instance, it was bigger than God.
You can see that. They put that up.
Yeah, they put that
over
up.
Over God.
Actually, to tell you the real truth, there's a real close kinship between the word fear and worship. What you fear, you worship in a way. You bow down to.
Yeah.
You're supposed to fear God with an awesome, holy, reverential fear. You are not supposed to fear the devil. We talked yesterday, one of the things that God said over and over and over when He came to people, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And I talked to you yesterday about how people are getting afraid. And I'm talking Christians. And my grandson, Jared, and I were talking about it in the car the other day. He went to a camp when he was in high school, sports camp. Very much emphasis on sports, but it was also a Christian run camp. And they brought in, it was a month long, and all of their teachers and everything, he was really good in football, and so they had D1 school football. And all the teachers at this camp were Christians, and they brought in, even though they were sports figures, and they brought in a preacher one night. And all the camp has to go listen to the preacher. It's a big camp. And he preached on end times. I don't know what he preached. But Jared said, he's a high school, big football player. He said, went back to our camp, our barracks or our camp building, you know, where we all stayed. And they cried and cried. These high school boys crying over what they heard that preacher say that night. I don't have any idea what the preacher said. But Jared said they stayed up all night long going through the book of Revelation. And they came to the dragon, and they got scared of the dragon, and they came to this, and they got scared of that. And they were crying and fearful. And they said to Jared, "Aren't you afraid?" He said, "No, I'm not afraid. My grandma's been talking about this stuff ever since all my life. I heard this."
This is nothing new.
I'm not afraid. This is nothing new. Dear me, we're the overcomers. We're with Him in heaven. And He knew the right things to say. But yes, some of these things are
now,
coming.
Did we yesterday talk about scared prayer?
Scared prayer. We talked about scared prayer.
Tell it again.
It's no good. This is an old story of Brother Hagin's. You know, we all remember all of his stories. And there was this older man and woman who had a child later in life. So they were out in the fields, and like a storm was coming. You know, I don't know if it was a twister or what, but they saw it coming. And the old man, the old lady, they just went down and began crying, bawling, squalling, "God help us, I will die right here in the cornfield," you know. And the boy said, run back to the cellar, you know. And then he said, "Scared prayer don't do no good.
Scared prayer don't work.
Scared prayer don't work. So if you're going to be scared, you better go to the cellar."
That's right.
You better get in the ark, you know.
That's right.
God has not given us a spirit
it's
of
funny
fear.
Funny the things that stay with you over the years. Now, scared prayer don't work stayed with
you. Yeah. Well, it's a good thing to stay with you right now.
That's true.
Because you don't want to be a believer in these end of days and you're half scared and all your prayers are scared.
That's the opposite of faith. So you couldn't be walking in faith if you were scared.
No.
So fear is an enemy. comes from Satan. It gives Satan the upper hand.
Gives him place.
Yeah, that's right.
What does it say in Ephesians?
Give no place
to the devil.
That's right.
Now he's out here.
I believe that.
Gloria, we're going to be talking about the devil and demons this week.
Okay.
But I don't want you to be a skirt.
We're not skirt.
Because we're over all that. You do need to kind of understand how he's working out here in the realm. Why do people act like they do? The Bible says that he works down through them. So when we're talking...
Well, here's the deal. If you give the devil place, he'll take it.
Absolutely.
Because he doesn't have any place of his own.
And he's looking for a place.
So he's out to get it, your place.
He's looking for it.
That's right.
He's looking for a crack in your armor. He's looking for you to be afraid. That's the number one thing that lets him in is fear.
That's why it's so vital to be a word person.
Vital? That means life?
That comes first. It's what the Bible says, not what the devil says, not what unbelief says, but what did God say about it?
What does the Word say about this?
That's right. You get a diagnosis. Well, you've got so-and-so. We're going to give you 5 months to live. You better know what the Word says about that.
You better know.
Or otherwise, your history.
That's exactly right.
So, what we do, and what you should do all the time as well as we should do all the time is keep the book open. Read it, believe it, act on it, say it.
Put it
Don't
in your mouth.
Don't bow your knee to anything else.
No.
Except what
And
God
know who
says.
You are.
That's
know
right.
that you are the body of Christ. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God lives inside of you.
Overcomer. You're an
you
overcomer.
You are an overcomer. There is one hint in the Word of God that we are to be overcome.
That's right.
But we are to overcome.
Yeah.
I begin every day with this prayer. And it's in Ephesians. Brother Hagin taught us to do it. I learned about the authority of the believer, as did you. And so we pray this prayer every day. Here's how I begin my day. I put in detail in my new book how you can pray in the end of days.
That's good, Billy.
How I start my day. And here's how I do it. I pray this prayer, and we're going to pray it, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. You make it personal. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened that I may know. And then it asks for understanding on three things. Number one, what is the hope of His calling? Number two, the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. And then the rest is all about this power. Number three, what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe?
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
According to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, when He raised Him from the dead. Resurrection power.
Now, what do us have to do? Us has to believe.
We have to believe
this. What
is that?
That's faith.
We have to believe that there's a power He wants me to get. There's a power He wants me to understand.
That's right.
And it's the same power He used when He raised Christ from the dead. Are you going to be running around scared of devils when the power that raised Christ from the dead lives in you?
No.
And God gave it to you? Bless the Lord. And He wants you to understand it?
Glory to God.
He wants you how to work it?
And we have the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
So He says,
makes me happy.
He wants us to understand what is the exceeding greatness, verse 19, of His power to usward who believe,
yes.
according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in the Messiah, the Anointed One, when He raised Him from the dead, resurrection power, and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenlies.
Mighty power.
Heavenlies, heavenlies. King James says heavenly places, Greek says heavenlies. There's a place called the heavenlies, and we're going to talk about it. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age and world, but also in that which is to come. And He hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all to the church, which is His body.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Far, say far.
Far.
Above.
Far above.
Not just barely, but far
above. He's the
above.
Head. We're the body.
You know, Billy, I don't even remember the last time I was scared.
Well, that's good.
I never, not since you've gotten in the Word, you don't have fear.
It moves it out of you.
It does.
Because it's the truth and you accept it.
That's right.
This will move
I believe
fear
this.
Out of you. You will not think, now, you. When we get on down here, you're not going to think the devil's over you. You're going to think you are over
That's
the devil.
That's exactly right.
Look what it says. He's put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all to the church, which is his body.
Amen.
The fullness of him which filleth all in all. And you the church, you the body, has he quickened. Who were dead.
He
made us alive. I like what the Amplified says. You were dead, slain by your trespasses and sins. In times past, you walked according to the course of this world, mm-hmm. according to the prince of the power of the air. That would be Satan. The spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom we used to have our lifestyle in time past.
Yes, we did.
We lived in the lust of our flesh. We fulfilled the desires of the flesh and of the mind. We were by nature the children of wrath. We're not the children of wrath anymore. But God, verse 4,
praise
who
God.
Is rich in mercy,
praise God,
for his great love, could be just for his love. That would be good enough. But no, he puts an adjective in front of it. For his great love, wherewith he loved us.
Hallelujah.
Even when we were dead in sins, Christ died for the ungodly. Even when we were dead in sins, he loved us and
even
had mercy
when we
on
weren't
us.
Worth it.
But now he has quickened us together with Christ, raised us up together.
Made us alive, raised us
up. And made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
Together. Hallelujah.
When you accept what Jesus did, then you know that when he quickened him and made him alive, he quickened you and made you alive. When he raised him, he raised you. When he seated him at his own right hand, yes. he seated you in him.
We are in him.
And there's where you sit. And he's under your feet.
Now that's only true if you've made Jesus the Lord of your life.
Yeah, it's available for everybody in the whole world.
Right, it is.
But you only go to get it in your life active when you accept Jesus as your Lord.
That's right.
Now, we're going to talk about Satan, the demons, demons' possessions, what's going on in this crazy world right now, which we have authority over, which is way below our feet. But here's a little clue here. We're going to get to more about
this.
Where
are you?
We're going to go back to verse 2. In times past, before you were born again, you used to walk according to the course of this world. This world's on a certain course. And that course is a collision course with the righteousness of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to clean it all up. According to the prince of the power of the air, that's the authorities of the air. Now, we're going to find out later in more detail that this is Satan. In the atmospheric heavens above the earth, Satan's kingdom is set up. And he's the prince over evil spirits, wicked spirits in the heavenlies that operate down through men. And he said, according to the prince of the power of the other spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. People who are not born again.
That's right.
Satan works through them. Why do they do the crazy things they do? He's working through them. It's not God.
Why does a guy just get up one morning and decide, I'm going to go shoot 25 people today?
Yes.
That he doesn't even know, or whatever the deal is.
Something came up over
that's
me.
That's where it came from.
That's where it came from. And even on a lesser, maybe they don't go out and murder. Maybe they make laws. Maybe they sit in courts and enact laws that are opposite the laws of God.
Yes.
They're doing that under the influence of the prince of the power of the air. They're not doing it under the influence of God's word.
No.
And so, then all this craziness. Oh, we can't believe that we kill babies. Oh, dear me. Those videos. I can't stand to watch them. But my little Hannah, who's a prayer warrior, she watched them and she said, Mimi, in more in detail than what you see on the news. I have to have this for my intercession. And she said, you just can't believe the barbaric. We talk about ISIS and ISIL and beheading people. What about millions of little babies that you crush their heads?
Torn apart.
Tear them all apart.
Oh, God help us.
Now, where do you think that came from? came from the prince of the power of the air, right, who's now working in the children of disobedience.
Yeah.
Now, here we are. We're going on a, we're going to have election year. We're really getting full force right now. People ask me, what do you think about the candidates? You know, I think about the candidates, we need someone who will inquire of God, like David did. We need someone who inquires of the Lord.
Yes, amen.
And lets the Lord, I believe we're going to get it. And lets the Lord guide them. Because what we're seeing so much is the Babylonian system babbling.
Mm-hmm.
Babbling on television. Babbling this expert and babbling that expert. And this is good for women and this is bad for women. But what you have to have is, they absolutely hate the Ten Commandments. They don't want them put up anywhere. And one of them says, we always translate it the way the King James translated, thou shalt not kill, but that's not what the Hebrew says. The Hebrew says, thou shalt not murder.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to fight for your life and for your freedom, but you don't murder.
That's a good point, isn't
it? You don't murder little babies. And you don't, but what has happened now is this, because he's been allowed to, the prince of the power of the air then has increased his activities. Now,
you know, really, Billy, when you start thinking about that issue, it's just unreasonable that Satan's been able to get away with killing babies.
Unthinkable.
It's just, you can't even grasp that.
You cannot. And it has to stop, and it's going to stop. And that's why there is coming this 7-year tribulation period. That's why the wrath of God is going to be poured out. But as we discussed yesterday, it's not for the church. God has not appointed us to wrath. He saved us from the wrath to come.
Praise
we gave the scriptures
Jesus.
Yesterday. So it's really, really important from now on. I told you about Jared and how he said, I'm not afraid of these things. My grandma's been talking about them for years. He said, I'm glad to live now. I'm glad to live. I thought about it, what you said when you got born again. You didn't know really all the proper words to say. But you said when you realized what you're reading, you said, take my life and do something with it. That's what God wants.
Really? I'd never even heard of a woman preacher.
No. But you see, here's what he wants. He wants some lives now that he can do something with. He wants some lives
he'll
that
do
will
it
be
too.
Overcomers.
You give it to him, he'll take it.
Overcomers.
Yes, that's right.
He wants some people that be walking around that have peace and not fear. He wants some people that are Christ is in them. They are the temples of the living God. They have power.
I know the greater ones in them.
We pray that we have power. There's power to us who believe. And we have to know we're seated with him in the heavenlies, far above all that principality and power. And you never, ever, we're going to look at the devil. We're going to look at Satan. I'm not a bit as scared to know. I'm not, because I'm finding that we have to deal with people now who have given Satan a place in their lives. Sometimes believers. Not a place in their spirits.
Mm-hmm.
But in their souls, their minds, their thinking, they think wrong. Here's the only way to think right.
That's all.
You have to renew your mind with the Word of God.
Every mind has to be renewed.
Every mind.
If you want to walk in
every
victory
mind.
In every area.
Things now, Gloria, are not political. Here we're having this election. It's not political. It's spiritual. Everything's spiritual. A showdown has come between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. Now, we already know the kingdom of light has already won. We already know that God is going to bring things out for good. But the kingdom of darkness is on its last gasp.
Yes, I believe that.
And they're fighting for their survival. But the Lord says about them, the accuser of our brethren is cast down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives to the death. I think that can mean, you know, your life to the martyrs, but it means what you said. Lord, I give up. I don't want my will. you do with me what you want to do. If you want to make a woman preacher out of me, although you didn't even know
I wouldn't
to say it.
Have even had
no,
a
you wouldn't
even
like
have
that thought. But you let him do it.
I didn't
it.
Know there were any women
You let
preachers.
Him do it because you gave him your life.
Yes, I did.
And ever
God.
Since then, Gloria, you have let your life die in a way. I know you told me that you had plans to finish college and do this and that and this and that. That all kind of died.
What happened to that? I can't even remember that plan.
Well, it just died out of your life. And then here you come in, here's my life. Do something with it. So what he wants to do with
yeah,
your life
that's right.
is make an overcomer out of you. You overcome with the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony to your life in him. And
praise God.
Bless the Lord. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the enemy of God, but we're going to look at it from the idea that we are to be overcomers, and that right here on the last, ooh, glory be to God, right here on the last, we're it. We're the ones that he handed the baton to on the last lap of the race. And we're the ones that are going to rise up and be the glorious church, really.
Praise God.
And we're going to put on the glory of the Lord. Mm. Hallelujah. People are going to need peace and deliverance. Right now, they're coming for deliverance.
Praise God.
And they need deliverance. Well, we can help them to the truth of the word that will deliver them. If we need to cast out a devil, we'll know how. And bless the Lord, wherever we go, we're going to give him our life and let him do something with it.
We're not scared of anything.
We're not scared. We pray all right. Lots of prayers, but not scared.
Prayer don't work. Why would, of all the things Brother Huggins said, why would I remember that so indelibly?
Probably for this hour. And people are praying scared prayers.
Scared prayer don't work. There was a storm coming. Wasn't that it? A storm?
Yeah, and a storm is coming.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.